When you hear the name Vera Wang, you are probably a lot more likely to think of Victoria Beckham's $100,000 wedding gown than to think of a $50 shirt at Kohl's department store. But that's about to change. The high-end fashion designer Vera Wang is launching a low-end line of clothing at Kohl's early next month. She's following the footsteps of dozens of other luxury makers. We're joined now by Dana Thomas, author of a new book called Deluxe, How Luxury Lost Its Luster. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
So Vera Wang's new collection, Very Vera, will retail at $59 for a ruffled blouse and about $140 for a coat. And she's also going to design towel sheets and placemats for mid-range consumers at Kohl's. Vera Wang is one of the most successful designers. Why is she doing this?
Well, she's taking her brand larger. Fashion designers, after they reach a certain point, usually about the 20-year mark, they've done a good run on their ready-to-wear label or their high-end or luxury label. And then after that, they need to really expand the brand into a global concept or a lifestyle brand.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time a designer has done this. We've seen Isaac Mizrahi and Todd Oldham at Target stores and a number of other designers at places like JCPenney and Payless Shoes. Does the strategy work, do you think?
Well, it depends on who the designer is. I think the greatest example of this is Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel. H&M came to him and asked him to design a capsule collection for them. But he did it as Karl Lagerfeld, and he didn't take anything that he does for Chanel. He just did something really wonderful and modern. And so people who'd been following him for all these years at Chanel but could never afford Chanel could actually have something that Karl Lagerfeld had designed for less than $100.
In your new book, you suggest that this sort of democratization of fashion and luxury items has really sort of taken the luster out of luxury.
It was a buzzword in the 1990s by the CEOs of many of these brands. They were talking about how we're democratizing luxury, we're bringing it to the, they'd say the masses, but, you know, the middle market around the world. And when I first started at the Washington Post about 20 years ago, many of these companies that have gone so big and global were small family-owned companies, and they did maybe $20, $50 million a year in sales. Today, they do more than $1 billion in year sales, and that's in 20 years. The difference is that back then, they were owned by their founders or their founders' heirs, and in that 20 years, the companies were bought by businessmen who had no previous connection to luxury but knew how to turn a business into a global corporation. They saw this as a great business opportunity, and they were right. To do this, they have to, in the end, cut corners, or they have to cut labor, or they have to use inferior materials. They have to do something to bring down the cost. Today, luxury isn't about the item. It's about what the item represents.
Back to Vera Wang. Is Vera Wang going to devalue her label by selling in Kohl's, or is this going to be a success?
I think it's going to be a success. And the secret to Vera Wang, why it will be a success, is because Vera Wang she's always been democratic. She's American. I mean, sure, Posh Spice ordered up the $100,000 dress, but Vera's always had wedding gowns for less than $1,000. So, you know, you didn't have to be a very rich bride in order to wear a really beautiful wedding gown. So she's expanding that idea more. And I think she'll be fine because she can't water down her label because it was never that exclusive to begin with.
Dana Thomas writes about culture and fashion for Newsweek magazine in Paris. There's an excerpt from her book, Deluxe, How Luxury Lost Its Luster, at npr.org, where you can read about the history of luxury fashions.